You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for your support of The Coffee Hour. You can find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu. Today we have a story with our friends in LCMS Disaster Response and also our friends from the Lutheran Church in Brazil. Some flooding happened earlier this year that significantly affected many, many people in Brazil, and LCMS Disaster Response is walking alongside our church partner in Brazil, and we wanted to share this story with you so you can understand the significant impact of this flooding and also how LCMS Disaster Response serves people in other parts of the world. So joining me today, the Reverend Dr. Ross Johnson, Director of LCMS Disaster Response. Thanks for joining me today.
Hey, Sarah. Thanks for having me on.
And also the Reverend Ayrton Schroeder, Vice President of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Brazil, working in the Mercy area. Thanks so much for joining me again.
Thanks. It's good to meet with you here.
Yes. And we talked with you a couple of years ago. We can link to that conversation in the show notes too for a more broad conversation about the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Brazil. So it's great to have you back in studio today.
Thank you so much.
So let's talk first a little bit about LCMS Disaster Response. I know we had a conversation recently with the district disaster response coordinators, and we talk a lot about the disaster response that happens here in the United States. But Ross, talk a little bit more about the disaster response efforts that happen outside of the United States with our international partners.
All right, Sarah, thanks for the opportunity. Yeah, I think a lot of people, when they think about LCMS disaster response, they think of hurricanes and floods and things that affect our Lutheran communities here in the United States. And absolutely, we're active in those responses. And the way that we respond is through our Lutheran congregations, and we show mercy, and we help out our neighbors, and we give helping hands, and we have volunteers. We give grants out to the community, not just Lutherans, but the community at large. And many times after storms and events in the United States, the vast majority of the people that we serve aren't Lutheran at all. Mm-hmm. But we do that because Christ has done so much for us, and that we want to be that reflection or that light of Christ into the world, especially after tragedy and chaos. And a lot of times it opens up those doors to evangelism. In a similar way, we have about 40 international partner churches around the world. So whenever there's a global natural disaster, a cyclone, a hurricane, floods, earthquakes, drought, LCMS Disaster Response works through and partners with our international Lutheran partners. So about in early April, I got a phone call from our friends in the Lutheran Church of Brazil, and they mentioned that they're going through historic flooding, flooding like they've never experienced before, and is right in the heart of where Lutheranism is in Brazil. So they had many congregations that they wanted to use as a hub or an outreach into their community to not only serve their members, but to help out the community at large. They had many contacts. And they contacted me to help out with that response.
Yeah, it's great that LCMS Disaster Response was able to make that connection. Obviously, not great that there's flooding. A really terrible story is coming out of Brazil. Let's talk a little bit about the partnership that the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod has with the Lutheran Church in Brazil. And Pastor Johnson, there's been a relationship there, even with disaster response, if I'm understanding right.
Yeah. A lot of people don't realize that we even have a Lutheran church in the country of Brazil, but our largest partner church in South America, in Central and Latin America, is actually the Lutheran Evangelical Lutheran Church that's in Brazil. And they have approximately 250,000 members. They have over 800 ordained pastors. They have about 1,400 congregations across the country of Brazil. Most of them are in the area of Rio do Sul, which is in the southern part of Brazil, but they have churches all across Brazil. And so not only do we have this partner church that was started in 19, they became an independent church, I believe, in 1980, but they still remained very close with us in many different ways. We have multiple projects that we've worked on together. We have Brazilian professors that even teach at our seminary here in St. Louis. And we've had professors from our seminaries go down there. So you have this great church fellowship based on the same confession and scriptures and also the Book of Concord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Pastor Schroeder, tell us about how you serve with the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Brazil.
I'm pastor at 30 years, and I work 20 years in the north and 10 years in the national board as vice president. And my first invitation to America was written for Dr. Ross Johnson in 14 to a disaster conference in Fort Wayne. Mm-hmm. And the partner with the Lutheran Church in Brazil is large. The first missionary come from Missouri. And the first name of the church in Brazil was a district from Ohio and other cities from the LCMS.
Right, yeah.
And after this, they changed the name, but the partner was very close at, I think, on the 80 years, the 10 years, and this time was the first president of the Lutheran Church in Brazil, what is born in Brazil.
Mm.
All times before was the president, pastor from LCMS, what work in, a lot of pastor work and died in Brazil, work all his life in Brazil.
Yeah.
And the economical independence was the year 2000, but is not independence to go far. We work closely all times.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think the two points that we work very closely is the Alliance Project. The ILB sent pastors and teachers to a mission in the world. And this last year, we started a very, very good and closely opportunity to work together in disasters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Church of Brazil is this huge success story of mission work that was started by Missouri Synod, that you see how they became independent and in many ways so successful that they have more pastors than they have placements in Brazil. So in a partnership with Missouri, very recent over the last few years, we've been able to use some of the extra pastors that they're graduating and send them around the world to do theological education and planting church. So it's, mm-hmm. it's this great success story of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Brazil.
Now we have, I think, 58 pastors that work in different countries and over 10 in America. And 6 of the presidents of ILC churches in the world are Brazilian pastors.
Really?
Yeah, 6 president. The Brazilian church, yes. Paraguay, Uruguay, Portugal, French, and Belgium.
That's amazing.
So sending missionaries around the world, but even to the United States, we're right. One of their mission fields.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that is the legacy, it sounds like, of the Brazilian church started by missionaries, and now you guys are able to send out pastors into the rest of the world. That's really incredible. I didn't know that about the different partner churches around the world having Brazilian pastors.
Yes.
That's really cool. Tell us more about, you mentioned the disaster response partnership that was new, sounds like this year. Tell us more about that partnership that started with disaster response.
So the training has been, we've been building this relationship and training and this kind of awareness with our partner church in Brazil about the opportunity for doing disaster response. But in a sense, there's kind of a laying of a foundation. And then when there's an event, that's where we put all that information, all that knowledge, all this funding into practice.
Yeah.
And Ayrton has been kind of building this, building awareness in his own country. And then in 23, they had a significant flood. And he knew exactly what to do because he was cultivating a mindset of how do we show mercy as congregations in our community. And then in the very end of April, extending for about 3 or 4 weeks, the area of Rio do Sul, which is kind of a basin or a bowl or a valley that kind of flattens out as it goes into the oceans with being surrounded on 3 sides with mountains. As there was heavy rains, the rivers continued to drain into this area, causing historic flooding unlike Brazil has ever known in recent history. And as I was seeing the pictures and hearing the stories, I was thinking, this is worse flooding than anything I've ever seen in the United States as well.
Yeah,
so it wasn't just a bad regional flood. This is like a global flood in its impact that it was causing. So Ayrton immediately started communicating with me, and we were kind of talking about different strategies and best practices on how to respond. And he invited me to go walk alongside of him as they're developing their strategic plan. And I was just impressed with the church and how they were already taking care of the church workers, their members, and the community at large. they have a large Lutheran university there, UBRA, which was housing over 7,000 people for about a month on their campus. And they were able to open up their doors and adapt to the need. There's one little Lutheran congregation, typical size that you might see in the LCMS, with their 10, 12 church ladies. They were cooking 1,000 hot meals a day, every single day for a month, 30,000 meals. They were doing, it wasn't just like, here's a bag of rice. It was, we're going to cook this for you. And they were just an absolute machine. We got some great pictures of these ladies in action, but it was just great to see the faith in action with just some general guidance. Airton was really able to get many, many congregations able to respond to their communities.
Yes, and this was natural. In Brazil, especially the churches would come from German people. They have kitchen, they have area to communion and to work. And in the first day, they look and they start to give food to 10, 20, 30 people. And they start this and they come more and more people ask for food. Né? And the churches inside, there was the place to care donations, and they have a lot churches what no, the sanctuary don't was affected. They was full with donation, and the people sit down in the middle to have service, né? And was natural. But I must say, the conference in April 20 and 21, we have around 200 people present still, and this was recorded, and the people can see this around Brazil. And the book, the guide to the pastors, we sent immediately the PDF to all the pastors. And these two points help so much to have security. What can we do? And we go in this way. Mm-hmm. The conference, I say in a joke, né? We do a conference and 10 days after was the practical work to this. Yeah. And a very, very strong practical.
One thing I think a lot of people aren't aware is like in the United States, we have such a robust system of volunteers. It's part of the culture now over the last 20, 30 years in the United States of volunteers after disasters. You have Christian organizations, you have secular organizations, you have the federal government that goes in. In Brazil, they really don't have anything like that. So as this historic massive flooding hit, they had very few Christian organizations that were doing any kind of a significant response. And so because we, over the last year or two, I've been able to go down and Airton was able to start doing training conferences, they were looked at as a leading reputable disaster response organization of trained volunteers that had done other responses very successfully in secular companies. Were giving massive donations to the Lutheran Church because they knew and they had the confidence that they would be able to handle and manage it well. And so we were getting gargantuous pallets and semi-truck after semi-truck of furniture from across the country from secular companies, getting food donated to our Lutheran churches from secular companies that wanted to help out and they knew the Lutherans would put it to good use, that as our cooking meals. And so this is kind of a testimony of what Airton was laying down is being now the Lutheran Church in Brazil is known as a organized, trained, seasoned disaster response organization and one of the few across Brazil.
Yeah.
And that really helped part of the success of this response.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really amazing. We need to take a quick break. We're talking about the flooding that happened earlier this year in Brazil and how LCMS Disaster Response has been walking alongside our church partners in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Brazil. We will be right back. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth. I am joined today by the Reverend Dr. Ross Johnson, Director of LCMS Disaster Response, and the Reverend Ayrton Schroeder, Vice President of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Brazil, working in the Mercy area. And we've been talking about the flooding that happened earlier this year and the partnership that had already been established between LCMS Disaster Response and the really amazing disaster response work that had already been happening in Brazil. Pastor Schroeder, paint a picture for us of the area in Brazil that was affected by the flooding. Where did this happen, and what kind of damage happened in the area?
There was all the east side from Rio Grande do Sul, it's a mountain area, very, very green area, little cities, and in this area was over 100 millimeters water in 2 days.
Wow.
1 meter water in 2 days. And that affected more. The mountain come all places down, come to the river, and the tree and all things, they give not the opportunity to the water go, close the river after they go overcome with all this and strong water. And after this 130 kilometers is Porto Alegre. Mm-hmm. And the rain was outside in the mountain and come 5 big rivers to Porto Alegre, and they come and give a new river, River Guaíba. This is a similar at a lake. And they go to the biggest lake in South Brazil, and there is in the south, and they have only a little way open to the Atlantic Sea. And from Porto Alegre to the place, to the sea, is 350 kilometers. And the water come, in the first area was over 100 feet high. I see this morning, is 31 meters, over 100 feet come the water high. Houses, buildings with 3-4 floors under the water, and not so close at the river.
Yeah.
Far places. And this water come from outside in Porto Alegre. This was not so high. 18, 19 feet. But Porto Alegre is very, very similar height with the sea.
Flat. It's like a basin.
Yes. And in this side, around Porto Alegre, is over 100 kilometers of water. All. Mm-hmm. And the water stays still, and they don't have opportunity to go out to the sea. And because this, we look around and was not come the second, the third rain. 1 week don't rain, but the water was still and don't go to the sea. Mm-hmm. This was the situation.
It just kept backing up, and the rivers just kept draining and backing up. And so a lot of times in the States, we see flooding, and the flood water comes up for maybe a day, maybe a couple of days.
Yeah.
We've never had flood water that I can think of that was just standing there for weeks. And so not only are people displaced with nowhere to go because the whole community is flooded, but also you can't even start to get back to any kind of normal for weeks. One thing that was a blessing is this was kind of the hub of Lutheranism. So we had tons of Lutherans to reach out in the name of Christ, but it's kind of double-sided because it's also where many Lutherans lived. And many of our national church partner Lutherans were really tragically affected by this storm. We had well over 2,200 that we know of Lutherans that had flood waters in their very own house. So they were victims of the storm as well. We had 16 Lutheran congregations that also had flood waters within them. And so our Centers of Mercy also were in a little bit of crisis. Mm-hmm. We also had 8 Lutherans die in the storm. And tragically, one of those 8 was the daughter of a Lutheran pastor. So you're going through that sense of mourning, that sense of care and crisis for your own members, wanting to get our sanctuaries operational. And so there was they were juggling a lot of different things, as well as serving thousands of people that had no affiliation with Christianity, let alone Lutheranism. Mm-hmm. And so this is one of the dynamics that they were wrestling with. And some of the pastors had water in their homes. So that always makes it a little bit more complicated as they're working through these situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How has the Lutheran Church in Brazil been able to work through this? I know you mentioned some of the immediate things that had been happening with the meals and the being able to offer shelter. What has been happening since then to respond to the disaster and the ways that the church has been working through what happened?
In this time, all the churches have service. We work a lot to help rebuilding houses, rebuilding the churches, but this what the first moment what was necessary to do to come back to the church. All this is right. We do this, and the donations in with money from the different people and outside of the Lutheran Church give us a lot of donation. And I can say now we can see the God mercy. A lot of Lutherans who don't come more to the church come back. Mm-hmm. I think it's a spiritual movement. South in Rio Grande do Sul, we have 47% of the full Lutheran number in Brazil. The half of the Lutheran islanders. And it's necessary to say it's a traditional Lutheran area, and more people are Lutheran because the family is Lutheran. And now they see how good is the church care, the synod work, and they come back to the church and the pastors. I speak a lot with the pastors to care these people. This is time God will give his mercy to give salvation. Mm-hmm. And we work a lot, and the people come to the church, the people that have, what eat food, what the Lutheran church cook, they must have the gospel, what the Lutheran church preach. And this is the now what we work and we do, and this is now our work.
Yes. And I think what Ayrton is talking about is it's so easy, and the devil loves to distract us, not just in the United States, but also in Brazil with all the things of this world. And it's very easy to lose your focus on Christ. And so we get a lot of people that might have grown up in the church that all of a sudden are distracted by all the stuff that in the end really doesn't matter. And then you go through a traumatic event in your life, or they do, and then all of a sudden, all the things and the toys and the fun of this world goes away, and you feel like a crisis. Mm-hmm. And then the Lord and the Holy Spirit uses this to kind of realign people and to kind of call them back to repentance. Mm-hmm. And we see that happen sometimes in the United States after a tragedy, but they're really seeing that also in Brazil, of people saying, okay, maybe I need to be thinking about the spiritual, because you go through a spiritual crisis when you lose all of your earthly goods.
Yeah.
You think about, where is my next meal going to come from? And then all of a sudden you're not working and living off of your own brains and your own, what you think is what you're doing on your own. You start to say, everything that I have and everything I need comes from God, and I need to rely on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell us about, we have just a couple of minutes left. Tell us about the current partnership that's happening, the grant that is coming from LCMS Disaster Response, how LCMS Disaster Response is continuing to walk alongside our church partner in Brazil.
Because we have so many generous donations that are coming from people from across the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod and our 6,000 churches and our almost 2 million members, that when they kind of collectively come together and generously give through LCMS Disaster Response, it gives us the capacity to align the work and the gifts that we have with the work that our partner churches are doing, like in Brazil. And thankfully, we were able to align funding with the strategic plan that the church in Brazil had. And we just awarded a $245,000 gift, which is going to help rebuild about 8 churches. And then in addition to that, we're also able to help them reprint a lot of their lost materials. They have, and it's a little bit smaller, but they have something very similar to what we have in Concordia Publishing House, where all their Sunday school materials are and all their VBS materials are and their pastoral education books are at. All of that was flooded. And that was their inventory. So all their money was into that, and that was all lost. So we're also helping reprint some of those books so that Sunday school and VBS material is available, that the publishing house can continue on. We're also planning on doing a couple more training conferences over this coming year together. And it's a blessing to be able to come together and to be able to be a blessing and to be part of the Lutheran Church in Brazil strategic plan.
Yeah.
We are very thankful about all this work that we do together, but we pray a lot in Brazil to the communities and the people that was in the middle of the disasters in America this year. It was not easy for you and for the people in this country. Né? And we are thankful to God and to LCMS for learn together and to are helpful, because are helpful with this money. And in Brazil, what the people, the donors give this time in disaster, so you can think, what is this? It's one from three parts of the full budget in 1 year.
Wow.
A massive outpouring of generosity from across Brazil to the National Church.
And maturity donation, because they don't give flower donation in the congregation and to the national budget. This was a special work to donation in this disaster. Mm-hmm. For me, is this a very, very special point to say thank you to the Lutheran Church in Brazil too, because this is maturity in spiritual way and in the Christian work.
To put it into context, I told the leadership here at the International Center, proportionately, it would be as if there is a major crisis here in the United States and our donors within a few weeks put together over $20 million and sent it in to LCMS Disaster Response to care for its members.
Yeah.
So 1/3 of the entire church budget for all the work that they do was just raised up from across the Lutheran churches in just a matter of a couple of weeks. It was pretty amazing to see
this.
And they really believe and support the work that the church is doing.
But we prayed that we not have a new disaster. We will have.
Yeah, we don't want this anymore. No.
Yes, absolutely. This is really being incredible to have you in studio of Pastor Schroeder and Pastor Johnson to talk about this story and to catch up with you and the partnership between the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Brazil. We are all out of time. But we will put some links in the show notes to a couple of the stories that went out in Reporter through the LCMS International Mission. There's some photos in there if people want to get a little better idea of just visually what happened and a little bit more of the story. So we'll put those links in the show notes for you today. Joining me today, the Reverend Dr. Ross Johnson, Director of LCMS Disaster Response. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Sarah.
And the Reverend Ayrton Schroeder, Vice President of the, I'm going to try it, Igreja Evangelica Luterana do Brasil. Thanks for joining me today.
Your Portuguese is good.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.